and it is my pleasure to sitting across the table from me, author Brad Thaw. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Brian. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Brad is a number one New York Times best-selling author. Now, Brad, I wasn't exactly sure on the number of books, so I said over 20 thrillers, but do you know how many books?
I do. I have 23 out. My 24th is coming this July 23rd, and that one's called Shadow of Doubt.
Okay. Some of the other titles that Brad has written include The First Commandment, The Last Patriot, and the one we're going to talk about is called Deadfall. That's your most recent?
Most recent, last summer, yeah.
Okay. So can you give us an overview? What's the plot of Deadfall?
So the plot of Deadfall is an American aid worker goes missing in Ukraine, and because the United States can't put boots on the ground in the war zone, they take their top spy and drop him in Ukraine and say, find her and bring everyone who harmed her to justice.
Holy smokes. This is very timely.
Yeah, very timely.
Absolutely. So what inspired you? I mean, you kind of answered the question by saying how timely it is. I was going to ask you what inspired you to write this.
But that's a great question. I grew up, so I love thrillers. Stephen King had once said that you should write what you love to read because that's where your passion is. And okay. So as a boy, we had a place, they called it the Hamptons of the Midwest, where I grew up, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. We had a home.
Did they actually call it the Hamptons?
Yeah, they call it the Hamptons of the Midwest.
I'm sorry
Lake
about
Geneva.
That. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's a fantastic little villages there. The real estate is sky high. But I used to steal my parents' books. Ludlum, Clancy, Morell's books. I mean, Trevanian books. And I loved Alistair MacLean. And I loved Where Eagles Dare, which was a great movie with Clint Eastwood and Richard Burton.
Yes.
And I was a big fan also recently of Band of Brothers and Saving Private Ryan. I wanted to do a modern World War II style book. And so the war in Ukraine gave me that ability to have this land war in Europe, to take my great America's top spy, Scott Harvath, drop him into that war and right. have him have to find this American and get her out if she's still alive. And so that's what inspired me to do the book.
Gotcha. And the book again is called Deadfall. This is Brad Thaw we're talking with. Now, this I find fascinating. You were recruited by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, along with some other writers, to take part. Was this to, of course, I'm not going to ask you what you talked about. Obviously, that's not what I'm getting
it's
at.
It's the Las Vegas of government programs. What happens in the red cell stays in the red cell.
There it is.
But
we can
talk around it, Brian.
Thank you, Brad. Yeah. You're a good interviewee. I appreciate it. So it was called Red Cell was the operation.
The analytic Red Cell unit, and it was created in the wake of 9/11 because even before the 9/11 commission got together, they realized that Al-Qaeda had been successful because of a lack of imagination on our part. And so our federal government, this is the most forward-thinking program I've ever seen in my life come out of D.C., they said, we are going to invite creative thinkers from outside the Beltway into D.C. to help us think 3, 4, 5 steps ahead of the bad guys.
Wow.
So it was people like me, Michael Bay, the director of Transformer movies. We were brought in to help them dream up scenarios because with most nations, they often fight the next war by looking in the rearview mirror, and they think things are going to look like they have in the past. And so our job was to help them see what things were going to look like over the horizon, and that's what we did.
Wow, that sounds it's a privilege, right?
I'm the son of a United States Marine, so to be asked to serve my country not by picking up a rifle, but by using the gray matter between my ears, it's the greatest honor of my life.
Your dad was a Marine.
He's still once a Marine, always a Marine. He's no longer active, but yes.
Yeah, my dad went to West Point, so yeah. Yeah,
there you go.
I know exactly what you're talking about. So the experience was just tremendous for you.
It was fantastic. You're dreaming up things. I'm doing stuff that I normally do for my novels. And in fact, one of the scenarios that I came up with actually happened somewhere in the world. And I said, it's all over the news. Can I go on TV and talk about this? They said, nope, we don't talk about it. The one thing they did talk about, Brian, to give people an idea of what they did, is they wargamed how terrorists might take advantage of an approaching hurricane, where we take equipment and move it out of the path and put it in a marshalling yard, or how we put people into hurricane shelters. How might Al-Qaeda or other ne'er-do-wells take advantage of that? That's the one thing that I am allowed to say publicly that the Red Cell looked at.
Right, a natural disaster.
Yep, and how might they inflict even more damage?
Holy smokes, just trying to wrap my head around that thought, much less you guys are coming up with other scenarios that could or possibly did happen. It's just extraordinary, and thanks for your service. I mean, I think that's... And I was going to ask you about... your stuff is fiction.
Correct.
Right, but you... are true to all the intricacies of spy and military and technology. So the research you do, I know you travel around the world. Could you tell us about that?
So I call what I do faction, where you don't know where the facts end and the fiction begins.
Right.
And in fact, one of the greatest compliments I get paid is people say, I love to read your books with my laptop open because I think this can't be real. And then I Google it and there it is. It is real. Right. So I spend a lot of time with men and women in the intelligence community, special operations community, law enforcement, the diplomatic corps, because I want to have that. I want to have my books ring very, very true.
Sure.
And you don't want people who know this realm to kind of be thrown off. I have presidents, former presidents that read my books, heads of state in different places around the world, and I want them to have a great, great experience, but not bump on mistakes that I make. So I'm a perfectionist, so I take my craft seriously, getting those things right.
While you were saying that, Brad, I was thinking you must walk a very fine line because you can't get too deep into the weeds because a regular person like me who's going through your book might get kind of overthrown by it. But at the same time, like you said, you've got former presidents, you've got all types of people in government reading your work that want to make sure you know what you're talking about at the same time. So you thread a fine needle there.
I do. And what's really funny is you spend enough time with these people and I let them see the manuscript before I publish. And I've had people say, Brad, we told you point A, we told you point C, B that's in your book now has to come out. I'm like, but I invented that. They said, it's too close to the real thing. And Brian, I don't want to poison the well and lose my experts, so I change it.
Right. So you have experts to run by
besides
your editor, who I guess gives you, is it readable?
Right.
But then you have to go through experts as well.
Absolutely.
And there must be quite a few of those from time to time, right? Depending on the subject matter.
Yeah, and it's like any other business. You want to have a good network. You want to be a good networker. I buy a lot of pitchers of beer, a lot of steak dinners, and these men and women share great stories and details with me.
But at the same time, before you were asked to be privileged to take part of Red Cell for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to help figure out what might happen terrorist-wise, which is such a great thing, were you connected with folks in the know in the government? Did you go and get some of your research from them?
I did. I had a handful of people that I could go to and speak with. And it's like anything else. It is networking. You go to a party you got to move around the party. You can't stand in the corner and just talk to the one banker. You want to talk to the people in different sectors and all that kind of stuff. So it is I'm lucky I've got that kind of personality where I can move amongst people and get to know them and get them to trust me and tell me their stories.
Right. I just want to remind folks that we're talking to Brad Thor. His latest book is titled Dead Fall. His 23rd. The 23rd will be out later this year.
So it's the 23rd in my Scott Harvath series. Okay. I tell people it's like the James Bond movies. You don't need to see them in order. You can go out and read the latest Brad Thor book and my next Brad Thor book. They're all Brad Thor books. My next Scott Harvath as protagonist, that's called Shadow of Doubt. It comes out July 23rd. But Deadfall is in stores now.
Gotcha. So I was thinking as you go through the writing process, as this comes to you, as these stories come to you, and then you're hit with now I'm getting technical. Now I got to deal with some aspect because I want to incorporate it into the story. I don't know about it. And that's where you start to put your radar out. You put feelers out for people in the know in that field of that technology or whatever it might be.
Absolutely. And I'll have readers offer too. I'll have people who have read my books for years. And I have people that approach me at festivals like this one online and say, hey, if you ever decide you're going to write about this, I served over there. I was on that base for 15 years, or I helped DARPA invent this piece of equipment. And if you ever want to include it in a book, call me.
Gotcha.
So I'm very lucky.
Oh, absolutely. So what is the, it sounds like with 23 books, that you don't have, you're not searching for topics. It sounds like do you have a lot in the hopper that you're just waiting to get to? You've got subjects that you're very fertile when it comes to the writing process.
I do, but I take a lot of inspiration from what's happening in the world right now. So
obviously with this one being about Ukraine.
Right, exactly.
You like to be timely.
I do like to be timely, but I also want the books to be evergreen. If you are on the Jersey Shore 5 years from now and you find Deadfall in your VRBO, I want you to have a fabulous read. read. So sure. that's the trick for me, is how do I make stuff timely, but so that it never passes out of fashion? That's the tightrope, the balancing act.
And do you have a, are you a disciplined writer, would you say? Do you, you know, go into, now you say you live in Nashville for the last 10 years.
Moved from Chicago, right.
Moved from Chicago. Is that where you're from originally, Chicago?
Yep. My mom was a flight attendant for TWA. She flew New York, Paris, Paris, New York, met my dad, and they had set up shop in Chicago, and that's where I've been until I moved to Nashville.
So, which was 10 years ago.
Yep.
So are you a disciplined writer?
Well, you know, Jack London said you can't wait for inspiration. You have to go after it with a stick.
Right.
And that's definitely with me. It's seat of pants, a seat of chair. If the tap isn't open, the water doesn't flow. So you just have to be disciplined.
That's what I figured.
It doesn't happen.
You got to go. It's hard.
Sometimes book a year. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
if it wasn't for Jack Daniels, I'd be out of business. There are some days. Listen, I felt bad about that until I saw that Google has a whiskey room for their coders. And when their coders get blocked, they go and have a whiskey.
Is that why you moved to Tennessee?
Well, maybe. Maybe.
So
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Well, it's such a pleasure, Brad Thor, to talk to you. And congratulations.
Thanks, Brian.
The latest book is Dead Fall. And I wanted to ask you, I find it fascinating, the writing process. When you hit a wall, is there something you do? Do you go for a walk? Do you just say, all right, I'm done for today? Do you go for a run?
Motion is big. So I'm a big fitness guy. So I work out a lot. But my best ideas come to me when I'm relaxed. So I always tell people, where do you get your ideas? I say, in the shower or after the second glass of wine. That's where they come from.
And are you, when you're writing a book, is it like constant? Do you have to, if you're out with dinner with friends, you go, I got to go record this little bit that crossed my mind.
I jot something down on napkins. I have the notes function on the phone I'm holding up right now on my iPhone, and I will dictate in there because I'm 54, and yep. I don't trust myself to remember the next morning.
I gotcha.
So
You're all consumed. While you're in the middle of writing a book, you're all consumed by it.
It's constantly going. You think you're turning it off when you leave the office for the day. I'll wake up in the middle of the night. Yep. I've got hotel notepads everywhere, in the pockets of my robes, in the kitchen, all that stuff.
Brad, it's a real pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Congratulations on the new book. It's Brad Thor, and the book is called Dead Fall. It's a pleasure.
Me too. Thanks.
Absolutely.